Let's talk straight away to Nigel Farage, UKIP leader, who joins me on the line now. A step in the right direction, at least, Nigel.
Yes, it is. I mean, the situation is very serious. There have been 8 migrants killed so far this year, climbing on trains and trying to go through a tunnel. I have to say, when I was there a few weeks ago, queuing to get into Eurotunnel, and my car was surrounded by scores of migrants running across the motorway, swarming around my car, some even trying the door of the passenger doors to try and get in. I have to say, you know, I mean, I'm fairly big and ugly, but I was pretty scared by it. And talking to some of the lads that work on the trains, you know, they felt it's only a matter of time before somebody actually gets killed.
Let me ask you this. Were your family with you at the time, Nigel?
No, they weren't. No, I was coming back from the European Parliament, I'm pleased to say. But it's a very scary situation. There are, you know, people desperate to get to Britain. You know, they know that if they get to Britain, even if they're found to be illegal immigrants, the chances of them being returned are very, very small indeed. So we ourselves, you know, it's all well and good spending 7 million quid on security. Yes, I applaud that. It's absolutely necessary. But there needs to be a bigger, stronger message coming from Britain that anyone that comes through this route will not be allowed to stay.
Well, that's one point. But another point I'm sure many people listening to LBC tonight will be asking themselves is why should British taxpayers be paying for a problem that's taking place on French soil?
Well, we've just paid nearly $1 billion to help bail out Greece, so we're fairly used to picking up the bill for Europe. I mean, in effect, what is really happening at Calais is the EU's policy, whereby anyone that lands in Italy or in Greece is told they can stay. That is why you've got the big increase in numbers in Calais. There isn't anything directly that we can do about that. What we need to do is send out the message that you can't come to Britain illegally. And I also think that the focus of all that traffic and all that freight in Kent that goes down through Dover, actually, we need to start diversifying. Let's start using Ramsgate, perhaps, you know, maybe even start using Folkestone as well.
Yeah, but the implications of all this right now for people and thousands of them potentially going off on holiday are horrendous, aren't they? I mean, what you experienced was bad enough, but it could even be worse.
Oh, yes, no, absolutely. You know, the situation is getting worse by the day. You know, we're now in school holidays. We're now in peak time. I mean, Operation Stack is just... It's been going on now for week after week after week. Kent's economy is paying a very, very big price. No, I mean, this situation is serious. And, of course, it's been added to by repeated strikes by French dock workers in Calais as well. So there are no easy answers. Much of what's affecting us are things that we can't necessarily determine. But what we can do is say to... And last night, you know, John, it was 2,000. It wasn't hundreds. It was 2,000 migrants that attempted to storm the terminal. What we have to send is a message to say, this can't happen. And we have to rethink, I believe, our entire border policy. Just as the threat of terrorism has meant catching an aeroplane is a slower, longer process, I think longer term, we're going to have to accept when we get back to Dover, our car's going to be searched.
Do you think the French have done enough?
No, not at all. In fact, I think the whole situation around Calais is virtually lawless, and I almost get the impression that the French authorities would be pleased if all 5,000 people waiting in Calais got on the next train.
Do you think there's a case for bringing in the army to search these cars?
Yes, I do. I think in all civil emergencies, and in all situations like this, we have an army, we have still a bit of a territorial army as well, and, you know, we have a very, very overburdened police force and border agency who are always telling me they simply haven't got the resources to do the job. So, yes, the answer is absolutely.
So the army manning the borders?
Well, if in a crisis, to make sure that we've actually got the manpower to check lorries coming in, to stop people illegally coming to Britain, if in those circumstances we can use the army or any other forces, then why not?